This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Turn it on! Leave it on! America!
I want my InfoWars.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
I want my InfoWars.
I want my InfoWars. InfoWars. InfoWars.
Too much is never enough.
I've got loaded phone lines, and I've got two folks joining us. We'll take calls while they're on as well, who were at the whole Antifa situation in Portland. And I could see it. I could feel it. I could see the crescendo building, the talking points. Millions need to march, surround the Capitol, surround the White House, drive Trump out. It was the same thing they said last year in the full-page ads, but that was the beta test. They're making their move, kicking off basically now. That's why you've got people getting confronted, you've got threats, you've got physical threats, you've got bricks through windows, you've got protests turned violent as demonstrators arrested in front of Philadelphia ICE building. They're saying having a border, having any border police, having any law and order is terrorist. This is their abolish ICE, abolish the border, UN movement. Also, man assaulted outside, assaulted officer outside White House after rally, say the feds. I mean, it is just starting to pour in, ladies and gentlemen, that they're trying to create this big breakdown. So there's a good chance I'll end up being live tomorrow with emergency broadcast because, you know, they're heating up for some serious things. Now, who should we go to first? There's so many people to get to here. Trying to tie something into the whole unrest thing. Let's talk to Tyler in Wisconsin, who was attending a Keeping Families Together rally, Antifa Violence. What did you see, Tyler?
Well, you know, what I saw on TV anyways with the Antifa Violence in Portland, you saw what happened there, right? You saw the violence and the attacks.
Yeah, I saw. I mean, the police admit the Antifa started it, yes.
Yes. So I was in Madison, Wisconsin at a Keeping Families Together rally. And I don't know if you know about Madison, the demographics here, but it's a lot like Austin. It's a blue bubble. It's a liberal bubble in the middle of a bunch of working class folks.
Exactly. It's a parasitic liberal parasite bubble.
Exactly. And it's such an echo chamber. So the Antifa here, they don't have to get violent with people because no one goes out on the street to resist this stuff. There's no one from the Trump. There's no Trump supporters. Me and my friends were the only Trump supporters in attendance at this entire thing. And we were wearing the Hillary for Prison shirts, and we were wearing the Make America Great Again hat. And we went out there, and we were getting just dirty looks from people. But there was music playing, and we just went out, and we started a dance party. That's what we decided to do. We went out and decided to start a dance party and see if we could get some people from the other side to just come out and dance with us. And I was on the War Room with Owen Schroyer last week as a guest, and I got so many messages from the listeners, and it was insane. I got so much positive.
We need to get our people out on the streets. It's so important. And then videotape what you do and put it up on YouTube and places, because that's how we're going to win the information war. Just showing how bizarre and hateful the left is, just showing how they look like a bunch of feckless zombies, really illustrates what happened to these people. You go to a leftist rally, they look like they're dead. I don't care what color they are. And you look at conservatives or just libertarians, they're all like red-blooded. I could walk over to a white person, black person, you name it, and guess, are you conservative? You're a Christian, aren't you? And if it's like some really outstanding, you know, family, the white folks, black folks, whatever, they'll go, yeah, we're Christians, we're pro-America. And you can just see it. It's really becoming like a dichotomy, like something has sucked the souls of these people. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. And like you said about the taking your video camera out and doing it, like I knew you guys were doing the InfoWars reporter submission, but I didn't really want to enter the contest because I don't want to like take a handout because I saw what happened to the last guy who gave a handout with the long hair who lives in his grandma's basement. And we haven't heard from that guy since, what, 2 months now? Have we heard from that guy?
No.
But I got so much support from the listeners on the War Room, and I decided to get my crew together. We don't know anything. We just got our cameras out. We learned how to edit. We actually put together a report, and we entered it into the InfoWars.
Good, good. What's the name of the report?
The name of the report is InfoWars Dance Party, and it's on the Tyler Baggins YouTube channel right now.
Great. I got to jump. Thank you. So much more coming up. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Now, they think you're a goldfish. I've been betting on you my whole life. I believe in you. I don't think you're stupid.
One man, Everett's a woman, old genitals are cut off.
And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever. Oh, to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on, 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 come on.
Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming. And you will burn in hell.
So, you've been on YouTube for years, and you don't know who I am.
I'm primitive, I'm real, I know the enemy, and if we can have this spirit of normal humanity spread, it's over for the globalists. You'll never, never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. We know who they are, and we're sick of them.
You guys know who he is? You know Alex Jones at InfoWars? Very popular.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones for Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
InfoWars.
Yeah.
Look at that. Stop him. No. Look at that. It kept going, okay? And just, it went everywhere.
The more they abuse you, the more you enjoy it. It's like the Stockholm Syndrome. And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue.
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
Repent now. Repent now. I know your mustache is cool. You got little gold frame glasses. You scared me so bad.
Let's go there, America.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Got our guest coming up.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is American. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
You know why those intros say Alex Jones so much? Because we can take even small radio stations that have no ratings and usually get them mid-level or high ratings within a year, because that's how it works is with Arbitron and all that, is name recognition. So you got to say the name over and over again. The radio stations like that because that's how they stay afloat. Okay, we are back live well into the third hour. Our guest will be riding shotgun with us for the hour, maybe a little bit longer. I know we've got loaded phones. We'll also pop in and get your calls on Mueller, on the liberals calling for revolution, all of it. Joey Gibson is the founder of the Patriot Prayer Group and is running for U.S. Senate as a Republican. Joey is fighting for freedom with the strength and power from God and love. GibsonForFreedom.com. And he goes out to these events. He just has prayer vigils. And the left gets really triggered by that and comes out. And they do it up and down the West Coast. Will Johnson also does it. UnitedAmericaFirst.com. What a great website, but even greater info he's involved in. He's the founder of the United America First, a movement that began during the 2016 election. And I've heard him talk on my show and others about it. He just kept seeing the lies and the race baiting and how evil it was. And he just had this knot in his gut, this knot in his chest. I'm the same way. I can be totally exhausted, like 8 at night, something big happens, and I just suddenly have all this energy. Like when they attack me, too. I don't like being attacked when I know they're lying. I suddenly... It doesn't make me get scared when they do these horrible things to me. It's the opposite. People say, oh, you're so brave. Brave? I'd really be brave. I just laid down and let these dogs chew my guts out. It's the opposite. I'm fighting for my life here. These people are evil. That's what we're talking about here. So Will Johnson and Joey Gibson. Let's go to Will first, but jump in any time, Joey. Wow, what happened this weekend? Even the local news had to admit Antifa attack first. Bottles. I mean, well, you were there. Tell folks what happened.
You know, I want to thank you for having me on again, and I'm thankful for Joey to invite me to his event. It was absolutely crazy. We were completely peaceful. DHS did a beautiful job. They did an awesome job. They protected all of us. When we were going into the event, we had to, if anyone had pepper mace or anything like that, they had to give it to DHS. So we didn't have anything to protect ourselves from these Antifa domestic terrorist groups. But I want to... It was absolutely insane for what they were doing. It's just like Berkeley all over again. We go there, we're completely peaceful, we're Trump supporters, we're black, we're brown, we're white, we're all together, no one's fighting. It's only when we go out onto the streets where Antifa and the Portland police didn't do their jobs to protect us.
Well, that's in the Soros documents that they work with Blue City police to stand down, even let them engage in violence. Joey, tell us about your prayer group, the events you've had, and why you think Antifa particularly attacks these.
Yeah, so basically, you know, we started doing this because we saw people getting beat up in the streets during the Trump election down in San Jose. So the goal was to go out and just challenge it and expose them. But at the same time, you know, our rhetoric has always been about love and prayer and talking about God. Yet these people come out of nowhere and they hate the freedom aspect, okay, because a lot of them are communists, and they seem to just really hate the message of God. Like, they despise it. And so they come from all over the West Coast to whatever rally we're throwing, and they're going to use violence and do whatever it takes to silence us.
What was the big takeaway from this latest one, A, and then B? It's here. They say revolution. They say they're going to launch the attacks. There's arrests all over the country, attacks happening everywhere. Behind the scenes, I can't get to it yet on air, they have launched attacks against me and my family that are out of a Twilight Zone movie. I mean, I'm talking in basically like intelligence agencies, but it's the Democratic Party and Soros. He's put $18 billion in. I mean, the battle is really heating up.
I would say there's two things to take from this. Number one, you know, we're at a point now, it's unfortunate. You know, I have a lot of respect for most of the police. I think most of the police officers, they want to do their job, but right now they're just standing down, especially in Portland, Oregon. And so I kind of want to make a call for these guys to make a conscientious decision to protect the Constitution, which is the First Amendment. If you get an order from someone above you that's asking you to go against the Constitution, you need to do what is right. The second thing I'm going to take from this is if the police are going to stand down and we're not going to have law and order, you're going to have patriots from all over the country come in and they're going to do their job like you saw on Saturday, because they had Antifa, they had SHARP members running scared. There's that viral video where that SHARP member, you know, had a baton, went up against a guy, a Proud Boy, who had nothing but his arm, you know, blocked it twice, hit him with one punch, and he was out. He was done. And so I think patriots will begin to stand up and take back the streets.
And again, I've watched hours of the videos, how they would throw the bottles, they would attack first, the police stood down, you guys would kick their butt. like Tommy Robinson fighting off nine guys himself, even though he's a little guy. Describe the essence of that, and then we're going to go to break of what happened.
So, yeah, it's like, okay, we'll talk about June 3rd, for example. So that was the first Portland rally a few weeks ago. You have these Antifa kids chasing after families, people who can't really defend themselves. You look at Haley Adams and her family. They attacked them, you know, stole their property, beat them up because they saw them as an easy target. Same thing with an elderly man, Kerry Hudson. They went after them because they can't take on the real patriots willing to defend themselves. So June 30th comes along, and there's all this rhetoric about how I'm not going to be able to show up because they're going to kill me, they're going to stab me. All this talk, they show up, they go running down the streets, and the patriots just chase them a whole block down. And
we just show dramatic footage. We'll come back with again. You were there. I mean, you've got a guy with one of those extendable metal clubs. You can kill somebody with a police baton, basically an extendable baton. So they could break your bones, whipping it at you. And, of course, they got fellow steps in and just boom, total KO, knockout, boom. And they don't, and the woman tries to attack you. That's their thing. They try to get women to attack you, so you got to defend yourself. And they go, oh, you attacked the woman. Well, yeah, you just got in a man's world, lady.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I could make a movie called Cowards or Yellow Bellies. With all the videos we've got the last 10 years of Antifa, beating up women, people in wheelchairs, they come out to Christian rallies and will run up and hit a woman in the back of the head. They are the archetypal weasel wimps. And then you look at the average Antifa, they're like a meth head shriveled white kid or professor running around screaming about racist white people everywhere. They'll have the occasional mental patient or meth head. They show up with their clubs and weapons, and then as soon as one of them gets knocked out, they always turn and run. And you'll see them target women with bike locks and a whole crowd do it. It's incredible. So we've got Will Johnson, who's with YoungAmericaFirst.com, and Joey Gibson, who has these Christian prayer group rallies where they're all inclusive and just trying to have peace. And people come out and attack. As they said a few weeks ago in Portland, they attacked men, women, children. Hell, in Berkeley, they attacked Millie Weaver and her husband and baby and attacked their car. I've told Millie don't go out there without security, but she still does, and so she's got a lot of courage. But the fact that you have to go out, these families try to go to 4th of July parades. They just caught a guy trying to blow it up in Cleveland. He was going to give toy cars with bombs in it. It's just the level of the hate and the insanity. And this guy they just arrested, document cam shot on this guy if we can, or maybe pull it up on InfoWars.com. Man who threatened to murder Rand Paul's children is an Obama-supporting Berkeley resident. And again, he's wearing women's glasses. He looks like, you know, he probably couldn't bench press 50 pounds, but he talks about, I'm going to kidnap, I'm going to murder your children, I'm going to cut their guts out, then I'm going to murder you. He's facing 10 years in prison. Turns out on his Twitter, I went and looked up his Twitter. He was in there for weeks threatening all the Republicans. He goes, look at my hit list. I've death threatened all these people. So finally, Rand Paul has been shot at with Scalise. He has been, six of his ribs broken, a lung punctured. Yeah, you know painful that is for 6 weeks when you've had ribs broken. I've had it. Nothing like that. Never had a lung punctured. I mean, that guy caved him in, attacked him, jumped up and down on him, trying to kill him. Okay, he's not even getting in hardly any trouble. And now this guy wants to kill him. And then Rand Paul's actually a libertarian anti-war guy. The left's so crazed, they don't even know who to hate. So it's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So getting back to Joey Gibson, Joey, describe what it's like when these cowards come up with metal batons really trying to kill you. And then folks are knocking them out with one punch, and then the rest of the cowards run. They're so tough, till one of them gets hit, they all turn and run. The definition of scum.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's really important that we unite, we come together in mass numbers and just have each other's backs, because the only way they can really win is if we fall apart, we divide, we get people to go off on their own. And that's exactly what happened to Haley's Adams family, which they had the courage to do it, but they crossed the street wearing MAGA hats, which that's their right to do, you know. They went across the street and they confronted Antifa, and then they just started attacking her father, her mother, her sister. They held down Haley and stole their property right in front of the police. And so they'll do that. They'll act real tough. There's a lot of them who act tough, but the second they got to go toe-to-toe with any patriot, man, they start running. You know, they get one punch, and they're done. And so, you know, unfortunately, the only thing they can do is try to find a victim, someone who can't defend themselves.
Well, I know this. Well, I've seen the videos of them coming up and attacking women and strollers and stuff. These women need to be packing, man. Thugs start assaulting women. They need to defend themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will Johnson, what do you say to that?
You know, we shouldn't have to be afraid to go out as Americans. Every time we have a rally, a conservative rally, a Christian rally, a pro-Trump rally, every single time, 9 times out of 10, we'll get Antifa, BLM, BAM, and now the Brown Berets in California to be aggressive to us, to attack us simply because we respect the American flag, we stand to the national anthem. This fighting is all due to the Democrats. And I'm calling the Democrats domestic terrorists. They are 100% domestic terrorist group in the United States. You have Maxine Waters calling for violence towards conservatives. Anyone who's on the Trump administration, can you imagine had this happened if Obama was in office and you had a Republican do this? It would be a
if a Republican was saying rise up, surround them, beat people up. I'd say hell no. I mean, exactly. This is they call us Nazis. This is exactly how Hitler came to power with the brown shirts. They did this exact same thing.
Yes, exactly. And we have to experience this every single time. We're 100% peaceful. We were at Joey's rally and 100% peaceful. Everyone getting along. It wasn't until we went out in the streets to where we had.
Amazing. And cameras don't catch it all. But I mean, describe what it's like when these Antifa come up and try to basically kill you with metal pipes and are swinging for the fences. And then one of them gets hit and they all run. I mean, what is that like? Because it looks very exhilarating when the guy just, I want to give that guy an award. Do we know who that guy is that just cold cocked that guy that tried to kill him with the club? I mean, that is just, that's the real deal right there.
Yeah, that's Rufio. He's a Proud Boy. He's in Washington, up in the Seattle area. Real big dude, works out all the time, and he has a big heart. He's a really good guy. And we appreciate him standing in there and sticking up for all the people who are marching, you know, the women and the elderly, and just standing up like a real man. That's the spirit that we got to have in this country.
I agree. I want to get him on because let me say this. Notice it took one man to stand up to those thugs, and they all ran. One man. They're all up there sticking their chest out with their clubs, with their maces, with their weapons. It took one guy to stand up and knock them upside the head, and they all ran. Isn't that archetypal?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really represents, you know, that's the true American spirit right there, right? It's no fear. It's just standing up for what you believe in. And that's what the whole rally was about, the Freedom and Courage rally. It's about, you know, it takes courage to really stand up for freedom, to get freedom, and that's it right there. It represents it, and to just see him stand up to him, and he had no hesitation, and that's what I love, and that's what I appreciate it, and it was completely justified. It's all self-defense, and so he pretty much became a hero overnight.
That's right.
You should have seen him. He drove back with us to the bar. He walked up to the bar, and the whole bar just started chanting his name because it was all over the country.
And again, say his name again.
His name's Rufio, Ethan Rufio.
Well, we need to get him on ASAP. And it's not because he attacked somebody. He stood up to five or six guys waving weapons at him, and then they all turned and ran. That's what it's all about. It's not striking first. And that's my big concern, guys. I'm worried they've been caught, you know, obviously trying to stage that whole clash with the police ordering the new right folks that I don't agree with a lot of what they have to say into the Antifa scum. And Trump was right to condemn both sides, but the police made them clash. It's come out. The police stood down. I'm concerned they're going to pull more of that than try to get a big race war going. What do you think, Will?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. When we were walking down, Portland police, they actually saw Antifa and the American supporters, I like to call them, facing off, and they did nothing to prevent what took place. You know, we are in a civil war. It's not a hot civil war, but the Democrats are pushing for a racial division. They're pushing for a racial war. And my main goal is to stop that because we should not be fighting each other based on one's complexion. They are literally trying to destroy the United States. They're so bitter. They're so angry because Donald J. Trump is the president. And every time we have these rallies, we have to be on the guard. People, women come out with helmets on, come out with full metal jacket gear on because they wanted to avoid the violence with these Antifa domestic terrorists that's the foot soldiers for the Democratic Party. Every single time, every single day, we see this from the left.
That's right. They're getting ready to launch their big attack. You can feel it. You can see it. One of our gentlemen's running for Senate, not just launching these prayer vigils. Our other friends going up and down the West Coast exposing all this. Your calls and more are straight ahead. History's happening. The battle's happening now. Joey Gibson and Will Johnson straight ahead. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Johnson of UnitedAmericaFirst.com and Joey Gibson, GibsonForFreedom.com. You know, you got people that are taught by the media that your heroes should be football players or basketball players, and I like a football game or a basketball game, and I'm sorry. Roger Staubach, Terry Bradshaw, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali, those are not my heroes. Okay? They're interesting. You can admire them for their prowess. Great. But it's moral courage. And standing up against the peer pressure and the attacks and the demonizations and the threats and being shot at and having your ribs broken and being shot. And I'm not bitching. Hell, people say, man, how do you take all this? Well, these are bad people. I'm fighting them because I know they're bad. Now, they've proven I was right. But, I mean, at a certain point, you just can't keep rolling over. But I got to tell you, I don't like going out around Antifa. I first learned who they were like 15 years ago, anti-fascist, anti-racist, and a guy named Steve Mason. He's still in Austin. He's an interesting guy. He was a leftist, but he was really an anti-racist. And when he was going to college up in Maine, he's an older guy. We should get Steve Mason's number. I got it somewhere and get him in here. And he was like the preeminent expert. He had this show called Texas Frontline. And he'd say, the communists are now called the anti-racist, anti-fascist group, blah, blah, blah. And I would know, those are the guys that always come up and like hit me in the back when I'm doing a rally for a Second Amendment. He goes, yeah, yeah, those are them. And they're like all professors, and they're funded by big banks and all this. And boy, was he a trailblazer and right about this. And he predicted the whole communist underground being prepared, and for in the future they were going to launch all this, and then they were going to kind of collapse the borders for the UN and the World Population Operation. And now the UN is saying, we're going to occupy the EU, and we're going to stop nation states stopping tens of millions pouring in. And they had a plan under Hillary to bring the UN in. That's in the Associated Press. So when you pull back and see this giant thing they're launching, decades in the making, thank God populism from South America to areas of Africa to Asia to strong in Eastern Europe, the Brexit out in the Atlantic Ocean, it's like humanity isn't getting coordinated. When the FBI is questioned, hundreds of people now about me, they keep saying, how does Jones know what Trump's going to say? Is Jones talking to Trump every day? Who's the mastermind? And they're really doing this. And they don't get it. It's like a spirit. They've got their evil spirit, the mystery of evil the Bible talks about. I remember reading this when I was a kid in Bible study. I thought, really, there's like an evil thing that coordinates. That's the mystery of evil, how it works. And then God's got his own Holy Spirit. But when you actually get to this level, it's like we're all coordinated. They're all coordinated. But they're coordinated digitally and with commands and orders and propaganda and also a spirit of hate. But there's a real spirit. So since I know both of you guys are Christians, so am I. I'm not some guy up here on a high horse. I just love God, love Christ, and that's what gives me my strength. Joey, you're a Christian. What makes you, and we're going to go to calls with both of you guys, what made you understand you had to do this? I mean, was it a knot in your chest like Will talked about? Because that's what it is with me. And then almost like a burning up my spine. And then in my mind, like it's in my gut starts here, and then it's like I got to do something, because it's not like I got to go be a champion or hero. It's like evil's coming on me. I got to do something. And I've seen Will talk about that feeling. You know evil when you see it. Can you speak to the spiritual element of this?
Yeah, actually, Alex, a big part of the story has to do with you. I've always been awake in terms of the corruption in our government. I've always been a libertarian constitutionalist, and I started to listen to you for a while, and I really, I watched a lot of your shows. The one thing you kept pushing is that you can't just listen to your show. You have to go out and participate, and you kept pushing that and pushing that and pushing that, and it really spoke to me. And what had happened is a bunch of people got beat up in San Jose when they're leaving a Trump rally, and at that point, I was done. Like, I was done sitting in my house. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I'm going to go out there and participate, and it was a spiritual journey for me. And the first thing I did is I booked my tickets and I went down to Cleveland to the RNC which you were at. And I went to your rally. I heard you speak. I shook your hand and I came back home a completely different person and just completely committed to making change in this culture. The one thing I said in my speech is that if you see evil clear as day, which I was seeing, and you do nothing and you say nothing, then you're just as much to blame. So I refuse to stand down. That's pretty much it right there.
That's beautiful. Tell us your story, Will.
I truly believe we're in a civil war. And I have to admit to something. Brain force actually works for people who don't realize it. I mean, it actually works. So when I would go to these rallies, I would pop two brain force and I was just right on it every single time, knocking them out. The liberals are confronting them. The brain force absolutely works. I can say it firsthand. But this spiritual war that we're in, it is a battle. And I, just like Joey said, I used to listen to you. You said, people, you've got to speak up. You've got to do your own video, do your own podcast, do those. And that knot, because you were doing that knot actually just got bigger in my chest and I had to speak out. So I'm in complete agreement with Joey and what you just said.
And the reason we tell those stories is that's all happened to us at one time or another. And then you guys inspire me. I inspire you. We all inspire each other. And then we show Like when we had the rally, our rally at Cleveland, I was so proud that more than half that crowd wasn't white and that everybody loved each other. Everybody was hugging. There were Hispanic, black folks, Asians, white guys, white bikers, you know, guys with their Iron Cross tattoos on their arms, you know, hugging black folks. And I see Trump and the Tea Party and all this healing. It's actually the most loving place you can go is to a Tea Party event or a Trump event. That is the most open. People have light in their eyes. They're good. You go to a leftist event, again, I'm not putting them down. They look like somebody sucked their soul. This is spiritual is what I'm saying.
Exactly. When I went to the Kevin De Leon and I confronted him about why is he putting illegals before the American people, I was the only black male in the room. And then they all looked demonic and they all started attacking me. They were yelling at me saying it's not true. And it is absolutely true that he's putting the illegals before the American citizen. That's why we're in the predicament that we're in right now with the borders and with the immigration situation. This war that we're in is not just about left and right, Democrats and Republicans. It is a spiritual war. And they're trying to bring this war that we're having to a hot war in America. And I truly believe, like I said before, we are in the second civil war in this nation.
I agree. You've been saying that for a year that I've seen your videos. But as we cross over, I think they're trying to go hot right now, but none of them want to get the full blame. Moore's willing to say it. Maxine, in a way, I respect them as they're willing to say it. But they're really, I see them launching it right now. The numbers are pouring in. The attacks are all over the place.
Yes, they are. I mean, Maxine Waters gave the okay to Antifa, BAM, BLM, and the Brown Berets, or anybody who doesn't agree with the Trump administration to go out and attack them, to approach them. When they're simply having dinner with their families, they're saying heckle them, be aggressive towards them, attack them where they are. Just, it sounds to me that's just like the Islamic terrorists. Attack the infidels where they are.
That's right. And MSNBC has a host I played earlier saying, oh, Sarah Sanders gets a life sentence. She's not allowed to be comfortable anywhere. Chase her down everywhere. I mean, that is so brown shirt.
It is 100%. They complain and say that Trump is the neo-Nazi supporter, that he's a white supremacist. Both Joey and I were called white supremacists by Nancy Pelosi. Everything that they do, that they say they're against, that's exactly what they do. It's unbelievable.
I can feel the energy. I mean, they're losing, but they're freaking out. I think the next few weeks, I think we're going to see some real violence.
I agree. You know what? That's why I'm constantly screaming. We have to vote them out. Because if we don't vote them out in 2018, we all lose. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat.
And Will, you made a great point. They've proven they're a criminal, globalist, Chi-Com-funded organization that wants to overthrow the country. We have to get rid of the Democratic Party and create a new party.
Absolutely. The Democratic Party is a domestic terrorist group. They're promoting violence. 100%. Their foot soldiers is Antifa, BLM, BAM, and the Brown Berets. 100%.
Wow. Joey, we're going to break. You want to say something?
Yeah, something real quick. Just, I know we're done much time, but we got to break through the lies. There's this attempt to make us think that there's not conservatives out there. There's not this huge shift. One thing we can do is show up in the streets. August 4th, we're going back into Portland, and the safest thing we can do is to just bring thousands of people.
I agree. August 4th, we're going to send reporters. Hell, I might even come. They just got me pinned down here with stuff you wouldn't believe. I'm not complaining. I expected this to happen. But good God, these people are dirty. They're on my butt. Let me tell you, they're going to have everybody in my family. We'll be back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I've got a big announcement here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very, very excited about it. You saw Dan Rather come out and, you know, demonize me and attack what we're doing here at InfoWars and call us fake news. But, you know, he's the fake news. And he also recently came out and said that Trump is mean like a Wolverine. So earlier this week I said, hey, let's put out Trump as a Wolverine, mean like a Wolverine, InfoWars.com. Beautiful new red shirt. Incredible job with the graphics crew. They are amazing. $19.95, high quality shirt. It's being printed right now. They'll be shipping out next week. Get your order in. This is a limited edition. This needs to be the new viral shirt. Now, I think I got another idea today, and we've got printing right here in Texas now, so we can get this by next week as well. I just put in a giant order because I saw Walmart boycott launched over Impeach 45 clothing. Don't boycott Walmart over that. Just say Walmart. I don't care if they copy our shirt. Put out a reelect 45. You know, let's engage in that. So they've got their Impeach 45. You go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have reelect 45 with an American flag, very triggering, on the right arm and on the back, InfoWars.com. I am the resistance. I am the resistance. This, I mean, these shirts have just been hitting me. And I knew Hillary for prison. I saw a handmade sign in a yard about, you know, like 3 years before the election. It was they knew she'd run. It was like, and then I remember thinking, or 2 years before, I was like, we've got to do that. And we went to the RNC, and a third of the people were wearing it. It was the chance. We had planes flying around saying it behind them. It was incredible. It was a magic moment. And I know when something's going to be a hit. So they've got their impeach 45, reelect 45, baseball shirt style, white, blue, and red, red, white, and blue, and then black on white, I am the resistance. It's an awesome shirt, 1995, high-quality fabric, made right here in America, printed in America. So, you know, it's costing $6-$7 to do that in America. We do it for $3 in Mexico. So it's there. Help fund the operation. Reelect 45, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And Mean Like a Wolverine. These shirts are both so good, I don't know which one's going to be a bestseller. And right through the 4th of July, free shipping across the store, 50% off Rainforest, which we just went out and said, what are the top nootropics? Okay, here they are. Well, why is it $60? There's like $10 a product in this. I'll just make it even stronger, sell it for $30. When it's discounted, it's like $19.95. It's $19.95 right now, InfoWarsStore.com, with free shipping. You can't beat that. Throughout this entire July 4th, Second American Revolution, super sale. Now, get your shirts. They'll be shipping out next week. Will Johnson, Joey Gibson, GibsonForFreedom.com, running for Senate, UniteAmericaFirst.com. I've been a bad boy, so every caller I don't get to gets a free T-shirt of their choice. That's a rule. Somebody's held more than an hour. I've been a bad person. I apologize, everybody. But let's go to some calls right now. Preston in the great state of Missouri, then Brad and others. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call, and thank you as well as the crew for the amazing fight you put up against the New World Order and globalism every day. I want to plug your products real quick. I've bought pretty much all of your products, use many of them daily, use others incrementally. I give you to family and friends who are struggling with health, and thank you for making it easy to support the tip of the spear in the cultural war.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you. We're in this together, brother. I know you know this. When you realize how they're truly evil, it's not like thanking each other. We're fighting for our lives here, brother.
Absolutely right. I agree. On to my 9/11 question. We know 9/11 was an inside job conducted by criminal elements set up within our government. Pretty much all the evidence shows that. 9/11 is what woke me up personally, you producing loose change among many other things. In my opinion, 9/11 is the Pandora's box, the skeleton key to open up the doors to the global New World Order for those who are still asleep. So my question on Trump's 9/11 stance is, if we're ever going to take back control of the deep state, the people who were, you know, behind 9/11 may need to be brought to their knees, put in prison, or worse. How do you see it playing out? And I'm very interested in your answer here. How do you see it playing out with Rudy Giuliani being Trump's warrior?
Sure. Let me answer that. Your phone's breaking up, but I got most of it. I could do a whole hour on this, and I promise you, I will do a live feed after the show just on that question, because I was thinking the same thing last night and this morning. Look, if you bring out full 9/11, which Trump would like to do, it will tank the stock market. There will be a civil war on our side, and it's kind of like a thing in war is where if the enemy surrenders, you let them basically leave and go live on an island, like with Napoleon. It's been found to be better. And so 9/11 did have Islamic involvement, but there were criminal elements working with it to stand down and all the rest of it, and bombs in the buildings. And so Trump knows that. He said that at the time. That's why he's attacked. And now he's letting the deep state know, I'll play the ace card, ace of spades, if you try this, okay? And so I trust the president on this. I'm the one that got, I'm not going to get into it all, but the president's ready to move, and he intends to bring it all out in good time. That's a very complex issue, though. I mean, Trump is the president now, Will. Trump's the president, Joey. He knows all this damning stuff. He's kind of giving them rope. And I'm not saying he should cover anything up, but there's so much dirt. If he made it all about that, we would go into a civil war. So there's a real wisdom to this. And I'm lined up with Trump's discernment. And so I'm just taking it one step at a time. What do you think?
I think you're good.
My thing is that we get the job done. we get results. I've seen, you know, you look at what's happening in Saudi Arabia. I was always uncomfortable with how friendly we've been with them, especially the Bushes. And I was uncomfortable with how friendly Trump is with them. But if you look at it, they're arresting people massively, and it looks like things are being cleaned up.
Oh, he's so, kicking that whole group out. Yeah.
So I just want results.
Well, exactly. And look, we've already been lied to about bombs in the buildings and all this, whatever happened. The point is, if Trump can get the people that did it out of power, put some in prison, that's great. And I'm not saying cover it up. I'm just saying, how do we bring this out? I was just trying to expose the conspirators so we get a good government to stop it. But something this bad, how do you bring that out? That's what I'm asking, Joey, and Will.
You know, one of the things is...
Go ahead.
I was going to say one of the things is all you have to do is ask about Building 7. As soon as you ask about Building 7, they all shut down. And you know one thing I hear, Alex, I hear a lot of people always talking about InfoWars as conspiracy theories, but you know what? You've always been correct. I've yet to see them disprove what you're saying. I mean, you talk about news today that's going to happen tomorrow, and then it becomes, you know, reality, and they don't understand how is it possible that you're coming up with this information. Like, you have the inside track to all of it, and they don't like it. That's why you get these talk shows attacking you the way that they do. It's unbelievable.
The big secret is I'm not that smart. The globalists communicate in publications with each other and admit all this. And then with us, they treat us like we're morons. It's just crazy. I'm going to jam in one more call here. You want to say something, Joey?
I would also say maybe we should trust the strength of the public more than we do. I think that we can't handle the truth. And so I've just understood that when you lie to the public all the time, we tend to, like, you know, we become too sensitive. So I say the truth is great for the country.
No, I hear you. And I've not pushed Trump to bring out 9/11 just because I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I don't want to brag or anything, but I mean, let me tell you, I got told it's his next deal. I got told last night at 10 o'clock at night, and I was like, okay, all right, yes, sir, I'll, you know. So, wasn't Trump, obviously, I was talking to, but the these guys are in a lot of trouble, man. I can't believe how good Trump is, though. My gut, my spirit tells me he's good, but I keep getting paranoid, like, is this really happening? What do you guys think about that? I mean, at a gut, a spiritual level, what do you, when you ask Christ about Trump, what do you get back? I get back, this is my wrecking ball, get out of the way.
I think Trump is what this country needed this day and time. This 100%. I'm still thankful. Thank God that Donald J. Trump is our president and not the Hill of the Beast, Hillary Clinton. She would have destroyed everything. The Democrats are on a path to destroy this.
They're nation. Satanists. They can't do anything but destroy.
Yes, that is their plan. That's what they want to do. And I think, you know, what we're doing, we're trying to expose all of that. When I went to the cafe in Oakland, the whole point was to expose the hatefulness, the evilness of the left. 100%.
God, they're so hateful. What happened to the left, though? Because I was younger, there were a lot of nice hippies, liberals that were smart about stuff that was right. They didn't have that spirit. There were some bad Republicans and bad Democrats. It was kind of a mix, but something happened along the way with Democrats. I think just the media weaponized them.
I think personally, I think Satan realized his time is short. So he's trying to work on these people to destroy. You got to go faster and faster to do as much as you can to destroy this nation. Time is wasting, according to them. If Satan went to the DNC and was talking to the Democrats, which policy would the Democrats disagree with? None of them.
That's right.
They would agree with all of them.
We'll be back. 100%. The devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. But you have understanding, reckon the number is 666. Fourth hour straight ahead.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.